Now the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions this brief chapter clarifying some of the most important traits and characteristics and some of the best manners and etiquettes of the people of knowledge, and a sign that the knowledge that they are carrying is beneficial for them, and that is the attribute of humbleness, being humble and being kind and not being arrogant and not being rude and harsh and hasty. And it's been narrated by Ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, لا ينبل رجل بنوع من العلم ما لم يزين علمه بأدب. A man will never obtain virtue from any aspect of knowledge so long as he did not adorn his knowledge with manners and etiquettes. لا ينبل رجل بنوع من العلم ما لم يزين علمه بأدب. That a man, he will never become virtuous or noble with any aspect of knowledge until he adorns his knowledge with manners. That he adorns his knowledge with manners, with the manners and the etiquettes of knowledge, and the manners and the etiquettes of the people of knowledge. And we have seen in our previous class that those true students of knowledge and those true scholars and people of knowledge, they are the best of mankind, and they have the most high and lofty rank and status. And this is because of the knowledge that they obtain and the knowledge that they carry, and it changes and rectifies their life, and it purifies their creed and belief and their intentions, and likewise it rectifies their conduct and their manners. And likewise it rectifies their conduct and their manners. So this is of utmost importance to realize with regards to seeking knowledge, that the knowledge, it will humble a person. And the knowledge will rectify a person's conduct and his manners, and will change the way he thinks and he acts, and it will change the way he moves and speaks. It will change the way that he looks at life and understands the realities of life, and it will change the way that he deals with the people. It will change the way that he deals with the people who have knowledge. He will have light, and that knowledge and light will refine his soul. It will refine his soul, and it will perfect his manners by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been narrated by Al-Dhahhak ibn Makhlad rahimahullah ta'ala that he mentioned, من طلب هذا الحديث فقد طلب أعلى مراتب الدنيا فينبغي أن يكون أفضل الناس. That whoever seeks after these narrations, meaning whoever seeking the knowledge of hadith, then he has sought after the highest levels of this life, and the best of this life to seek after and to learn that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon, and to learn the knowledge that was revealed to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ أَفْضَلِ النَّاسِ. So therefore it's incumbent for the likes of this individual to be from the most virtuous of mankind. It's not befitting for a student of knowledge to be reckless. It's not befitting for a student of knowledge to be reckless and to be rude and to be harsh and to be mean and to be cruel and to be selfish and the likes like this, and to be hasty. This is not proper for knowledge. The knowledge, whenever it's sincere and true and pure, it will sink into the heart and it will break a person, and he will become humble, he will become kind, he will become gentle, he will think before he speaks, he will think before he acts, he will weigh up the circumstances and situations, and he will look into the best interest of himself and likewise of others around him before he acts and before he moves and before he speaks. This is from the virtue of knowledge. Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. It is only the scholars who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And the salaf, they have mentioned about knowledge, the true knowledge, it is al-khashya, khashyatullah, that one, he will fear Allah Azza wa Jal, fear Allah and have reverence of Allah and respect and honor. And this is the true reality of knowledge, that it will humble a person and it will make him upright, noble, and respectful and good.